email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio.
Oh,
1.
That's the tune we were looking for.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Boiled or fried?
I'm satisfied.
World Egg Day tomorrow. More about that and on. But right now. TV fans will already know that Big Brother 2023 is back with a bang after a 5-year break. There's a new house, new contestants, new presenters, but one thing that has remained the same is the voice behind Big Brother for the last 23 years. Day 5 in the Big Brother house. Sorry, Marcus, that was... Marcus Bentley. How are you?
I'm so excited to be back. I'm back.
He's back. Marcus
is
back.
Yeah. And I'm chuffed to bits, as I say, in my parts.
Yeah. How many people? Everybody must try to do you, if you know what I mean. They must try to impersonate to do that. Yes, they do.
Yeah, do you know what? Over the years, I always remember. So this would be almost 23 years ago. We'd just done the first one. It was Christmas 2000, and I was sitting watching the Christmas Alistair McGowan special on television. Obviously, he's an impersonator for people who don't know. Yeah. And he was doing a sketch on David and Victoria Beckham, and they were in the Big Brother house, and all of a sudden he's impersonating my voice. Well, that was it. My jaw dropped. Yes. But it's been dropping ever since.
I've arrived.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, when you're being impersonated, Marcus, you have arrived. Because it's been Channel 4, Channel 5, now ITV, and I was just saying on Monday, or maybe last Friday, this is the biggest production of it because ITV is the biggest channel it's been on, isn't it?
It is, and you can tell the difference. It really is. They've got this. It's so much interest. They're so excited. It's just so intricate, and they're just megally supporting it. It's the best house we've ever had. You know, it looks amazing. We've got great housemates. Such a varied bunch. But as you see it, I'm and they've got new presenters, but you've got the old me. I'm very happy about that.
I want to talk to about you about how you got the job and everything else. I was just reading today that the reason ITV brought it back was because of the success of Love Island.
Maybe. I mean, Love Island itself had been away, I think, about 10 years or something. Not quite sure about that. Yeah. But they've been away for a few years anyway, and it came back and it just grew and grew, and that's what Big Brother's already been a hit, and it's going to be even bigger, I reckon.
Okay, let's do the history of it then. Marcus Bentley, the voice of Big Brother. So it had been made by Endemol, and they were a Dutch company. So in 1999, they ran it, and then the UK were talking about doing it on Channel 4. And you were hearing things. Was it your agent who called you?
Well, yeah, I mean, but like, it's like, you know, I could go get a call tomorrow and you don't know quite what it is. Like, all right, yeah, well, they're interested in you doing it and they like the sound of your voice. And what had been happening behind the scenes, they tried a load of famous voices and they just couldn't get it. So they asked for regional types. So I guess I was in a bundle of regional types with most all the agents. And then I had to do a little bit of script. And of course, I always tell this story. I didn't know for a while how I actually got the gig. Was because the Channel 4 commissioning editor loved the way I said chickens in a little test. So there you go.
Say the line. Can you remember the actual line?
It was something like, Darren is in the garden feeding the chickens.
And that got to the job.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? It really is. But it's been great for me having those chickens in. It's just and then it just exploded. It was massive. It was such a big thing, and it just got bigger and bigger. And you know, I had a load of legendary housemates and celebrity Big Brother came along. So it's been a phenomenon, and I've really missed it these last 5 years. I think sometimes things need a rest to come back bigger and stronger than ever. Yeah. And I know Big Brother was missed. And it was missed like during lockdown for everybody. I think everybody felt like they were in an episode of Big Brother themselves.
How many times have you said day whatever in the Big Brother house?
Well, I up until the start of this new series, this new era, I've been told that I've done 2008 episodes. Wow. Yeah, quite a lot.
And you were working from home long before The rest of us were working from home.
Yeah, but yeah, I've been doing it because this season's only on for 6 weeks, but back in the day it was on for 13 weeks and I'm work every single day. Now, it's not hard what I do, but it's long hours and, you know, hanging around and travelling up to the studios. And then, I got really, I've been asking for ages. And then finally, home studios got a little bit cheaper than they had been. So they built me one. So I was laughing after that. So I did miss one into work, and I always do the live ones, you know, the live evictions, launches and finales. All I'm in the studios then, but I do miss going in every day. But it can be very tiring, especially over 13 weeks every day. So to do it at home is a privilege, sure. Yeah, and I think a lot of voiceovers work from home these days. It's sort of a, you know, it just cuts down the travel and all.
And
that
you,
time,
the young family, your daughter's grown up with you on.
Well, she has, yeah. I mean, my youngest daughter was literally a babe in arms when Big Brother came, and she's 23 now. And she's just herself getting interested in it, because even like 5 years ago, you know, it's coming to the end on Channel 5, she hadn't really watched much of it. She's like, I remember when she was a little girl, she liked Nikki Graham and all that. And then, but she's been watching things like on TikTok about like, oh my goodness, Dad, I saw Gemma Collins on a video on TikTok. Oh, she was hilarious. Yeah. And a lot of younger people are finding Big Brother from those
TikTok
videos
clips,
on TikTok,
yes,
and etc. Because the legendary, aren't they? David's Dead, from
David's Dead, remember that one? Yes, yes.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's about 6 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago now. So,
they thought it was David Guetta, wasn't it? No, what was his name?
David Guest. Yeah.
And it was actually David Bowie, but
yeah, so like, it's a very sad thing.
Yes, yeah. And they went running around.
It was just
unbelievably
hilarious, but
there was I was watching the best moments and some amazing ones. We're very disappointed, this side of the Irish Sea, Marcus, that there's no Irish representative this year, because we've done so well over the years. Like, I'm thinking, you know, Anna Nolan in the first one, who came second, Brian Dowling, who won. Brian's been amazing. He's won it so many times.
Well, Brian's had an amazing career, hasn't he? Yeah. And he's one of my, I would say he's my first favourite ever housemate. And I think he was just a really lovely, natural lad.
Yes, yeah.
He came out as gay on TV. It sounds quite sort of mundane these days, but it was such a big thing. And it was particularly a big thing for him. And to watch him grow, he went on and won Ultimate Big Brother, which was the last show on Channel 4. And then he became, for a couple of seasons, he was the presenter. So, and of course, he's gone on to do loads of other wonderful things. And he's such a lovely man. So, well, you know, and... Yeah. You know, he's a great fella.
Younger people won't remember, but the first series was famous for Nasty Nick. And you know now that Nick wasn't as nasty as people thought he was, because you befriended him.
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't met him for years, and then so it would be sort of about 10 years ago, I lived in Canterbury, in England, and he lived in a little village outside, and we just met up for coffee, and we started going out and going to dinner together with our wives and whatever. It was quite surreal, because of course he was quite a big part of my life. He was probably one of the reasons why Big Brother became so big, and I'll be forever grateful for all those housemates, because it's the housemates that make that show. That's if you need the amazing, diverse, wonderful, unique people that come and tell their tales, and we fall in love with them in one way or the other, and sometimes we love to boo them, etc. Like Nick, but yeah, Nick is a great chap, and
I know you watch it as well as work on it.
I do, yeah.
Would you always have an opinion of who you think's going to win, and would you be
right? I do. And I like to sort of maybe suggest slightly in the tone of my VO every now and again, but I couldn't possibly say
who is my favourite this series,
because it would be a little bit unfair, because it is a bit of a game as well. So, you know, people get nominated and put up for eviction and get voted out of the house.
What have the figures been like, do you know, for the first few?
Oh, I think it's doing really, really well. I know that the Banerjee, who
Producers,
they put out a statement the other day saying that it did phenomenally well on launch. It got, because it's on a digital channel these days, it sort of beat it, all its competition.
Right.
And you know what it's like in advertising, they want to get the sort of the younger people watching it. It had the biggest share of the younger audience. I think it's the under 34s.
That's what they're going after.
That's what they go after. Yeah, so it's doing very, very well. And yeah,
your voice is immediately recognisable, or where you come from, does everybody sound like that? I suppose my question is, do you get recognised when you're out?
Well, I live in Bristol these days, and but for many years I lived in Kent and London and what have you, and because when Big Brother's on, I would often get recognised, especially maybe on the phone when I was paying a bill. Go, do you remember you used to have to read the long card number out, read out, and then you go, then they'd ask you to do it again. You go, oh, you just want to, you want me to say 808-44 whatever, you know.
And do people, do you get odd requests? You know, will you say something into my voicemail or whatever? Do you get that
About 6 years ago, I had the oddest request I've ever had. I get loads. I've done weddings, baptisms, even marriage proposals. But I actually got what I got to do one at a funeral Right. And actually, the lady who the poor lady, she's called Alison. She was unfortunately she was terminally ill, but she had an amazing sense of humour, and she's a massive Big Brother fan. And she asked me, would I do a little thing for her cremation ceremony? So some winter's morning in Dartford, there was Alison's coffin went into the furnace with the Big Brother theme and my voice booming out, Alison, you have been evicted from planet Earth. Please leave immediately. Honest to goodness, I did it for, I couldn't believe I was getting asked to do it. But she had apparently just such an amazing, dark sense of humour. You know,
that family are probably still talking about that moment lovingly. You know, but it's great.
It's nice to be part of it.
It happens
to us all, doesn't it? It happens to us all, and to be that brave and to be that sort of, you know, funny about it.
Was there ever talk of changing you, as in getting a different person to do the voiceover?
I haven't been told, so I hope not. I'd like to think I'm irreplaceable, but nobody is, of course. So, but you know, I was asked a long time to come back and do it a long time ago, and I was very sort of very relieved because I knew how big it was going to be back on. You know, it'd been away. People were very sort of anticipating it and really wanting it back, and I just knew what a sort of big channel ITV was and the weight of that, and I want to be involved in that.
Yeah.
It's like I said to somebody the other day. It's sort of like you've played for sort of I don't know, Manchester United, and then you've sort of been playing for Doncaster Rovers for a few years, and now all of a sudden Real Madrid want you, and there you go. You know.
Yay! Hey! Day 5, and go on, give us a day 5 there.
Day 5 in the Big Brother house.
Marcus Bentley, thank you. We talk to you again. See you, Marcus.
Bye.
Bye. There's Marcus Bentley, the voice of Big Brother.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.